to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to 1 Samuel 7, which will be read by our guest reader, Senior Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing, Morgan Jackson.
1 Samuel 7. And the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and took up the ark of the Lord, and brought it to the house of Abinadab on the hill. And they consecrated his son Eleazar to have charge of the ark of the Lord. From the day that the ark was lodged at Kiriath-Jearim, a long time passed, some 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And Samuel said to all the house of Israel, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you, and direct your heart to the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." So the people of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtaroth, and they served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, "Gather all Israel at Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you." So they gathered at Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there, "We have sinned against the Lord." And Samuel judged the people of Israel at Mizpah. Now when the Philistines heard that the people of Israel had gathered at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the people of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the people of Israel said to Samuel, "Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines." So Samuel took a nursing lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. And Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to attack Israel. But the Lord thundered with a mighty sound that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion, and they were defeated before Israel. And the men of Israel went out from Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and struck them as far as below Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer. For he said, "Till now the Lord has helped us." So the Philistines were subdued and did not again enter the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. The cities that the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron to Gath, and Israel delivered their territory from the hand of the Philistines. There was peace also between Israel and the Amorites. Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went on a circuit year by year to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and he judged Israel in all these places. Then he would return to Ramah, for his home was there, and there also he judged Israel. And he built there an altar to the Lord.
Well, today we begin with that quick summary of my journal back in 1983, that first journal I ever wrote while I was doing my Bible reading. 1 Samuel 7, I wrote, "Samuel assumes leadership as judge, intercedes with prayer for Israel, honors God by building altars." I guess there was some value in the brevity of a 28-year-old, huh? At 52 years old, in 2007, I had a lot more to say. So let me read the journal entry from that year. "Come back, come back." I quoted a verse there, verse 7:3. "If you return to the Lord with all your heart, remove the foreign gods from among you and direct your hearts to the Lord and serve him alone, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines." So they did. Obedience. Not the Ark of the Covenant, brought blessings back to Israel. Elimination of idolatry and reinstituting sacrifices to God brought God's help back to Israel. One man made a difference, Samuel. Now, we haven't heard anything from Samuel since chapter 4. So 20 years have gone by between then and now. And Samuel gives three commands to Israel in verses 3 and 4. "And Samuel said to all the house of Israel, 'If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you and direct your heart to the Lord and serve him only.'" So the three commandments from Samuel: to return to the Lord, to put away idol worship, to direct your heart to the Lord and serve him only. And for once, the Israelites listened to Samuel. They listened to the Lord. And so Samuel gathers them all together and prays for them in verse 9. And Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. Now, I don't know what's facing you today in your life, but maybe you need to hear those directives. 1. Turn away from idolatry. Turn away from the things in your life that are keeping you from the Lord. 2. Direct your heart to the Lord. And 3. Serve Him and Him alone. And then sometime today, maybe go to prayer. Pray to the Lord about those things. And as you cry out to the Lord, maybe just like in this chapter, the Lord will hear you and answer you. Now, my journal in 2002 sort of goes along with this very thought. I wrote, "Return to the Lord with all your hearts." And we need to do this today. We have many distractions from God. But when we turn back to God, He defeats our enemies. He confuses the Philistines and overcomes them, restoring all the land back to Israel in Samuel's day. So again, in your life, this is a plea to you to come back to the Lord. Set aside those distractions, those idols that keep us away from God. And when we do these things, God gets back in our lives. Look what happened in this chapter. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offerings, the Philistines drew near to attack Israel. But the Lord thundered with a mighty sound that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion, and they were routed before Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. The cities that the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel. So again, 1 Samuel 7 is a plea to Israel and a plea to us to set aside those idols that keep us from God, turn your heart back to the Lord, and commit to serve Him and Him alone. And now for the personal update in the situation with Mom. I had a one-line journal entry in that year. Shannon is in Charlotte. Mom is slightly better. That's it. So my daughter and my wife arrived in Charlotte, North Carolina to reposition Shannon into a new life there in Charlotte, and Mom still lies there in intensive care in the hospital. As we turn to prayer, let's think about the lessons in this chapter. Father, help us to set aside those things that keep us from You, to turn our hearts back to You completely, and commit to serve You and serve You alone, and bathe these commitments in prayer like Samuel did. And then watch You miraculously work as You did in this chapter, as You defeated the Philistines. It doesn't say Israel defeated the Philistines. It says You did. And You can help us in our own lives. Restore some of the things that we may have lost because we've been away from You. Return us, O Lord, to You. Bless us once again. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen.